My story of immigration is not a dramatic one, yet it has shaped and impacted my life for over 50 years. I feel a great sense of gratitude for what the immigrant experience has offered me both professionally and personally. I grew up in Paris from 1956 to 1970. My parents were Polish Jews who both survived the Holocaust. My dad owned a small and always struggling garment manufacturing business. I was quite assimilated, and I had a good and mostly joyful childhood. Growing up Jewish in the 1960s also meant many stories of generational immigration, loss, trauma, and anti-Semitism. While born in Paris and being a French citizen, I was still somewhat of an outsider. This was my early introduction to being the other. In 1969, France experienced a severe recession and my father's business went bankrupt. My dad's solution was to return to New York City, where he had lived for several years after the war. With the help and sponsorship of a cousin, my dad found a well-paying union job in the garment district as a sample maker. On February 20th, 1970, my mom, older sister, and I left Paris. We arrived at JFK Airport on a cold and dismal winter day. Every year since, I experience a bout of melancholia around President's Day weekend, our anniversary of leaving Paris and moving to the United States. The move was traumatic. I left my happy childhood, my friends and relatives, and a city I knew by heart and loved. In my pre-move life, I was articulate, outgoing, precocious, and funny. In my post-move life, I became self-conscious and timid. 5 years of high school English in France equated to virtually no ability to string a coherent sentence together. In a Brooklyn high school in 1970, I was the other. I believe I learned fluent English binge-watching countless hours of television. For most of high school, I was angry and bitter at my parents and fantasized about my great and triumphant return to France at 18. But I eventually felt more confident in my ability to communicate. I started to come out of my shell, and I did well in school. In spite of those positive developments, I was now introverted, serious, and comfortable being alone. I dressed and looked like an American teenager, but did not sound like one. I still felt different. Unlike most American teenagers, I lived at home while attending Brooklyn College. There, I quickly gravitated towards psychology and sociology. I was interested in understanding human behaviors and emotions through the lens of an outsider. I especially wanted to understand normalcy and deviancy and became aware that there were many forms of otherness. While in college, I received my green card and later on became an American citizen. This process was easy. I was fortunate to be documented and privileged to be white, European, and educated. Most significantly, I was able to keep my dual citizenship, which has been a source of comfort and security ever since. I went to graduate school in social work and became a psychotherapist. I believe that my professional identity and practice were molded by my experiences of immigration and otherness. I believe that out of my struggles and pain of the immigrant experience, I developed openness and empathy for others. In stories of immigration, I often see courage, resiliency, and the complexity of the human condition. While other people's histories, backgrounds, and cultures are different, people are fundamentally similar in what they need for themselves. Last February, I celebrated my 50th anniversary of moving to the United States. I am now more at ease with embracing my two cultures and being both a foreigner and a citizen. The other has been irrationally vilified through extreme mistrust and judgment. The other is the one that does not look, speak, vote, or act like us. I am grateful that as an immigrant, a privileged one granted, I use my history and experience to recognize and to try to remove the demarcation between us and them.